Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Hammond. Dave, welcome to WGN.
Good to be here, man.
It is good to be anywhere, right? At this point, as we
usually at home, however,
as we see the light at the end of the tunnel,
yeah.
We are kind of, you know, and you have outside of just how we feel about it, maybe feeling a little positive as spring sort of hopes. You know, we're looking at some of the restrictions on restaurants being opened up. We're looking at some of those numbers, hopefully continuing their downward track. And we're looking at more people in the conversations that they have, talking about how they've been vaccinated. And so we wanted to ask you, we've asked a few people throughout the course of the program, you're a guy who's been very kind of upfront on social media with everything with it, with the tests and the non-tests and whatever. How's that going? Did you get your shots?
We did. Both Carol and my wife and I have received our first vaccinations. I'll be getting my second one a week from tomorrow. And then she'll be getting hers, like her second one, about a week later. And it was kind of interesting, really, the way it worked out. I mean, there have been a lot of problems with people. You know, people have been traveling internationally to get vaccines in Mexico or wherever, you know, trying to find anywhere. And I decided kind of early on that I was not going to freak out about it. I put in my name at Walgreens and CVS and the Village. And incidentally, Oak Park has I live in Oak Park. One of the advantages is that we have a Board of Health in just for Oak Park. So they're able to have tighter control on things like the vaccine. So, for instance, like a week or two ago, they decided we're going to vaccine all our teachers. I mean, that wasn't a mandate from state or any government. It was the local Board of Health saying we're going to open up the gym at the high school and all Oak Park teachers can come there and get their vaccinations. Because opening schools, I mean, it really seems like as many people as possible should be vaccinated, and especially teachers, because if they go down, then it doesn't matter if schools are open. If there's no classes or they just have like a placekeeper, a substitute teacher coming in for a little while, it's not the same thing. So, yeah, we're in pretty good shape. And they called me. What happened was one morning I got up at like 6 o'clock, something like that, checked my email. Walgreens had contacted me saying, we have some appointments available. Pick one. So I was like, oh, fantastic. So I picked one. I got my vaccine like 2 days later. All was good. But I can understand how frustrating it is for people because you contact hospitals or CVS or Walgreens, and if they haven't contacted you, good luck trying to get through to somebody and getting an answer because there aren't people around able to do that. But also there's a lot of misinformation out there too about where you can get your vaccines, who's got it, who hasn't, should you get Moderna, should you get Pfizer. And I think Fauci's right. Whatever you're offered, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, take it.
Yeah, that's been basically the theme is like whatever it is, it's better than the nothing that you have.
Absolutely.
So far. And before we get into, you know, some of the food stuff, just one quick thing about now you've been an educator outside of educating people on the latest restaurant or maybe some food trends that they should do. You've been a teacher.
Yeah.
There's lots of educators in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Just in a word or two, where do you come down? And I feel like in my family feels like teachers should be those essential workers. I can't believe they've been sort of kind of left out of the mix there.
Front line. Yeah, I mean, they're really, and they're also, like my wife, when she was teaching, she's retired now, she taught preschoolers. And they're just, you know, preschoolers are like walking hotbeds of infection. I mean, she would have some kind of flu most of the winter because kids are, you know, their noses are running, they're wiping their nose on each other. It's just really, it's wild. So it's important that teachers who are responsible for the classroom and for interacting closely with children are protected from the children. And you know, for that matter, it'd be great when the kids will be able to get vaccines themselves, so they're probably further on down the line.
Yeah, the phenomenon of the snotty nose. Well, you and I have talked a number of times over the course of the last year and a half or so, and just how strange as you get separated from the things that you normally do, and even things that you loved, but getting back into the restaurant situation, it feels different, right? You feel a little like you need to protect yourself, you should have your mask, like maybe you shouldn't be there, who's breathing the same air.
Right.
As restrictions come down, as a guy who's going to be sharing so many of those stories, give me your thoughts on sort of the rollback of challenges on the restaurant side for them to have more people in. And then even if it was allowed, there's a lot of things that are allowed. You could light yourself on fire. You choose not to do it. At what point will you feel comfortable going back?
it's going to take, I mean, we actually ate at a restaurant for the first time in months last Saturday. My wife's brother and his wife were coming into town. We wanted to, you know, get together somewhere. They're from L.A. They had already had their vaccinations, both of them. So we met up at Cortino on Clark Street in Chicago. Great setup. It was outdoor dining. We were, like, off to the side. We weren't right next to the sidewalks. I was kind of concerned when we made our reservation for outdoor dining, as I would be if we had made that reservation anywhere. But, you know, when you're dining outside, you're sometimes sitting, like, right next to a fence, and there's thousands of people walking by while you're eating. You know, how is that really safe? But and the answer is no, it's not really safe, but I think at Cortino, it was safe enough. There was good social distancing. People were wearing masks. And so the fact that it's warming up, I mean, last Saturday was beautiful. It was like edging on 60 downtown, so it was a great day to be out anywhere. We walked along the lake and then had lunch outside. It's going to be a while, honestly, before I feel comfortable eating indoors anywhere. I mean, at a friend's house or a restaurant or whatever. Once it seems like a sufficient number of people have been vaccinated, and we're not there yet. I think it's only like, what, 10% in the country, something like that. Yes, absolutely, then I'll go back. And we've been ordering out from a lot of places, too. And as I think we're going to talk about in a moment, Restaurant Week is coming up this year with delivery and takeout, which is not common. Well, so that's cool.
It's good that it's happening at all, and with actual things for you to do. It isn't all virtual, although we're enamored a little bit by, and I think there'll be some residue of some of that built into future experiences. It's great to be able to get out there and do it. So as you look at that list of Restaurant Week and you think it's almost like, I don't know, it's a little bit of an extra nudge to get in there, get in the game and start doing some things, not only to enjoy, but also to support restaurants, especially as they kick off sort of a new way to do things. Are there a couple on that list before we let you go that you're thinking, okay, when I am ready, and maybe if I'm ready to at least try, maybe not go in and sit down, but order from, what are some of your first top picks?
Well, you know, some of the comfort food places are high on my list. Italian Village and Avec are both going to be participating in Restaurant Week, but there's this French place called Robert et Fils, Robert and Sons, on the north side that I've been wanting to go to, and they do offer limited indoor-outdoor seating. All these places, as I understand, all the places on the list are going to do that. But I wouldn't opt to eat indoors. And usually, when we go out to eat, it's usually for dinner. So eating outdoors during, you know, when it's still a little chilly out is not too attractive. So, yeah, we'll probably order in. Also, I think an interesting intersection with Chicago Restaurant Week is Chicago Black Restaurant Week, which starts on the 7th to the 21st.
Do you have, because we've got maybe about 30 seconds left, do you have a couple suggestions there? And, of course, places where people can follow you, you know, on Facebook and, of course, in New City.
Yeah, well, there's this place, Lexington Betty. They have a outpost in Pullman, which is far from us in Oak Park. But they also have a place right across North Avenue from Oak Park. It's like 5 minutes away. It's a barbecue place I'm looking forward to going back to, because barbecue is something I don't do much in the winter. You know, I smoked a bunch of meat before weather got cold, brisket and pork and some other stuff. But having fresh barbecue right out of the smoker is very attractive. And then, you know, we can participate in Black Restaurant Week and also Women's Month, because Lexington Betty is run by two very nice ladies.
You are hitting on all cylinders. And Dave, last thing, let's where people can read you, New City, of course, maybe social media, and then we'll let you get to planning your menus.
Yeah, I think New City, newcity.com, in the restaurant section is probably the best place to read my stuff. But I also write for Wednesday Journal in Oak Park. And now and again for the Chicago Tribune. They've been going through some rough times, as anybody knows who's been reading.
Any place that you can read Dave Hammond, get out there, duck in if you see his name on a marquee, and if you see a paper, read it. Dave, thanks so much for everything.
Thanks
for jumping on the show.
Take it easy, man. See you.